Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Trina Mari here, and my favourite makeup artist in the world, Derek Carberry, is back. Derek, I haven't seen you in an age. This is terrible.
Oh my God, it feels like years. And actually, it probably is years
since at this
we
point.
Actually had a chat together.
God,
how are you doing?
Have you gotten your hands? Oh yeah, but have you gotten your hands on any faces of late? Because like you love touching faces, and COVID hasn't been great for that.
To be honest with you, like this time of year now, you know, usually be wedding mania. Now I do have a wedding tomorrow, but between this year and all of last year, I've had 6 weddings. So that just goes to show you how much it affects the wedding, you know, industry in regards to makeup artists and hairdressers.
Yeah.
It's been quite intense. I've been lucky because I have my beauty ambassador for Dunstore. So I've been doing my beauty videos and reviews and things like that, which I could do from home. So that kind of was my saving grace and stopped me from going round the twist altogether. but weddings wise and getting your hands on faces, it's very few and far between. Actually, 2 weeks ago was the first time we got to shoot a professional beauty shoot and actually get my hands on 3 beautiful faces for a project we're working on. So fingers crossed this will not continue very much longer and we will completely be back to normal very soon.
And Derek, have you been practicing on your own face then every night, a full face of makeup just to get an edge of you? Well, listen, today we want to talk about some makeup artists' top tips and secrets, because I texted you the other day, Jamie Mac, Derek, I saw something online that I knew nothing about. They were talking about these sponges, you know, the sponges you use for your foundation, and the fact that you're supposed to have them wet. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I did not know this. Tell me more, Derek.
Yeah, no, you texted me about this in total shock. And maybe a lot of people are of the same kind of thing. They're not really sure what to do or what they should or shouldn't be doing. So when you wet your sponge, now when I mean wet your sponge, you wet it thoroughly until it's soaking wet, but then you squeeze out the excess water just that the sponge becomes slightly bigger. It inflates basically, it fully expands. And then when you're using your product, it kind of sits on the top of the sponge and doesn't soak right through to the center of the sponge. So you're not wasting loads of product, first of all. And second of all, you're getting a better application. It's smoother, it's more easier, it's actually easier to apply as well, and it's a streak-free finish.
I've been there putting foundation on a bone-dry sponge my whole life.
No, but you definitely should have a damp sponge when you're putting it on. It should come with it, should come, as I say, with it written on the tin, I suppose. But it definitely is, and it's more hygienic then as well, because the foundation is not kind of going into the sponge, into the centre of the sponge, so therefore it's easier to clean as well.
Okay.
Have you tried it since you found out about it? Or?
I've attempted it, and it definitely does, but I was worried about it kind of diluting the foundation, but that doesn't actually happen
at
all.
The only thing is, that's why you need to take out the excess of the wet sponge with your hand, like squeeze out the excess that it's not dripping in water, just that the sponge is damp and expanded. And then you'll get a much better finish on your foundation. But for a lot of people, it is kind of new news. But how will you know until you've heard or been told?
Derek Carberry would have to come on the radio and tell you. What about the foundation brushes? Are they supposed to be dry? You know, the brushes you use for all your makeup application.
Yeah, now the brushes are different because the product tends not to kind of soak up into the brush as such, because you're using the tip of the brush and small amounts to apply it to your skin. So you're just buffing it on. Now, that's still my preferred way to apply makeup, just because it's what I'm used to. But then sometimes I might use a beauty blender or a sponge, as you call it, to finish it off. Maybe you could do that as well. Or you can do both, you know, so it's kind of whatever suits your skin. I think if somebody has particularly dry skin as well, a wet sponge will slightly add a bit more moisture to your foundation as well. So that could be a tip there.
Yeah. And come here, Derek, top tip as well. What should we be washing those sponges with?
Like when you're washing your brushes, I would just use a tiny bit of, a natural shampoo, nothing that's going to, you know, be too heavy. Maybe Johnson & Johnson shampoo, and just run it under the tap, lukewarm water. Give it a good lather with the shampoo or a soap. You know, a lot of the natural, natural ingredient soap as well. So it's just kind of, and it can wash it completely, and it can wash it easily because there's not too much product soaked right into the center, because it's only kind of on the outside.
All right. And how often do we need to be doing that then?
Again, I'd be very bacteria conscious, and I'd be very kind of cleanly conscious, but that's because I'm a makeup artist and it's drilled into you from the very beginning. So if it's your own personal use, I'd maybe do it once or twice a week. I could clean it once or twice a week.
I'm going to leave you on this note, Derek. Are you watching Love Island?
Do you know what? I've dipped in and dipped out of it for complete fear that I'd get addicted.
I have to ask you about, I'm sure you're familiar with this lady from Love Island, Faye and the brown lipstick. I have you seen the pictures?
I have seen the pictures. I know who you're talking about, even though I'm only dipping in and dipping out. Listen, do you know what? Everybody has their own thing that they like and that they do that we might remember the pan stick days and the moisturizer lips or the concealer lips. Remember those kind of days?
I do.
I think it's just, you know, I think she's probably she's quite tanned, and she just thinks that brown tone works well with her beautiful tan, and that's her thing. Wouldn't be my cup of tea. Now I like maybe something maybe a bit more pink or peach or something of a more neutral kind of color, like her lip tone would be better for me. But listen, sure, she's happy out and having a ball, isn't she?
Oh, look at him sitting on the fence. There he is, Derek Carberry. He's afraid that Faye's going to ring him to do the makeup, and then she calls him out, because I tell you what, if Faye starts shouting at you, ooh, you're in trouble.
I think I might run for the hills now, Karen. Some of them lads should as well.
It's so funny. I saw a picture and it was like a Nutella chapstick, and they were saying that was the lipstick she was using. Nutella on her lips. Gasp.
Here's what you call a multifunctioning product. So off you go. A bit of Nutella on the lips.
Perfect. Listen, Derek, how can we contact you for makeup and for all the work that you do?
Yeah, you can get me on Instagram or my website as well. I'm also a beauty ambassador for Dunn Store, so a lot of my stuff is on their socials as well. Instagram is just Derek Carberry. If you Google my name, as they say, it'll pop right up.
See his face popping up. Thanks so much, Derek. We'll catch up soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.